At Winterfell, they had called her Arya Horseface, and she thought nothing could be worse. But that was before the orphan boy, Lummy Greenhands, had named her Lumpy Head. Her head felt lumpy when she touched it. When Yoren had dragged her into that alley, she thought he meant to kill her. But the sour old man had only held her tight, sawing through her mats and tangles with his dagger. She remembered how the breeze sent the fistfuls of dirty brown hair skittering across the paving stones towards the sept where her father had died.
"I'm taking men and boys from the city," Yoren growled as the sharp steel scraped at her head. "Now you all still, boy."
By the time he had finished, her scalp was nothing but tufts and stubble. Afterwards, he told her that from there to Winterfell, she'd be Arry the Orphan Boy.
"Gate shouldn't be hard, but the road's another matter. You've got a long way to go in bad company. I got 30 this time, men and boys all bound for the wall, and don't be thinking they're like that bastard brother of yours." He shook her. "Lord Eddard gave me pick of the dungeons, but I didn't find no little lordlings down there. This lot, half of them, would turn you over to the Queen, quick as spit for a pardon and maybe a few silvers. The other half will do the same, only they'd rape you first. So you keep to yourself and make your water in the woods alone. That'll be the hardest part, the pissing. So don't drink no more than you need."
Leaving King's Landing was easy, just like he'd said. The Lannister guardsmen on the gate were stopping everyone, but Yoren called out one by name, and their wagons were waved through. No one spared Arya a glance. They were looking for a high-born girl, daughter of the King's Hand, not for a skinny boy with his hair chopped off. Arya never looked back. She wished the rush would rise and wash the whole city away, Flea Bottom and the Red Keep and the Great Sept and everything, and everyone too, especially Prince Joffrey and his mother. But she knew it wouldn't. And anyhow, Sansa was still in the city and would wash away too. When she remembered that, Arya decided to wish for Winterfell instead. Yoren was wrong about the pissing, though. That wasn't the hardest part at all. Lummy Greenhands and hot pie were the hardest part. Orphan boys. Yoren had plucked some from the streets, with promises of food for their bellies and shoes for their feet. The rest he'd found in chains.
"The watch needs good men," he told them as they set out, "but you lot will have to do."
Yoren had taken grown men from the dungeons as well, thieves and poachers and rapers and the like. The worst were the three he'd found in the black cells, who must have scared even him, because he kept them fettered hand and foot in the back of a wagon and vowed they'd stay in irons all the way to the wall. One had no nose, only the hole in his face where it had been cut off, and the gross fat bald one, with the pointed teeth and the weeping sores on his cheeks, had eyes like nothing human. They took 5 wagons out of King's Landing, laden with supplies for the wall, hides and bolts of cloth, bars of pig iron, a cage of ravens, books and papers and ink, a bale full of sour leaf, jars of oil, and chests of medicine and spices. Teams of plough horses pulled the wagons, and Yoren had bought 2 courses and a 6 donkeys for the boys. Arya would have preferred a real horse, but the donkey was better than riding on a wagon. The men paid her no mind, but she was not so lucky with the boys. She was 2 years younger than the youngest orphan, not to mention smaller and skinnier, and Lummy and Hot Pie took her silence to mean she was scared or stupid or deaf.